Okay, morning, or afternoon, or evening. Welcome back, to solo podcast number two, I believe it is. I was going to do a Q&A, but I just thought I'd go over some of the topics that have cropped up this week, from my experiences, since last time I spoke to you. Stuff that's been, you know, circulating around Instagram, YouTube, etc. Little update on me. I am currently 10 days out. That's crazy to say. Yeah, literally just 10 days. It's the PCA Manchester show that I am doing. So I'm really, really excited for that. Thank you to everyone that listened to the previous podcast with Tom Hames. I know it was a bit of a different one. So thank you for tuning in, giving me your opinions, because I think it's really important to speak about stuff like performance enhancing drugs, as that, you know, it's not a you know, split second decision. It's something that needs to be thought about a lot, and in the wrong hands it can be dangerous. It's going to take years off your life, most likely. So that being said, thank you very much for everyone that's tuning in. I do really appreciate it. So I've checked in twice with my coach. Last Thursday and Friday we did a kind of refeed. Basically, we doubled peri-workout nutrition, so pre- and post-workout. And we took cardio out for them 2 days, just getting 10,000 steps in. And I haven't actually had a refeed, really, all prep. And in some regards, that's good, because that means that, you know, weight hasn't been stalling. It's constantly been coming down. I actually hit a new low weighing of 109.68 pounds, I believe, yesterday, which is crazy. That's about 22 pounds down in the past 17 weeks. So yeah, it was kind of like a refeed. We just doubled peri-nutrition. So 10,000 steps still, but no cardio. The pumps were insane, and like when I next came to, like, after doing them 2 days, I had so much energy. Everything felt amazing. My legs, which were not starting to fade, but looked very flat. You know, they looked a little bit crisper and better, in my opinion. If you want a little bit more information on refeeds, my coach Jan Markey Muscle, he's done a recent YouTube video, so if you just type that in on YouTube, he's gone over it. And the thing is with me, I'm not the most shredded, and I appreciate that, so that's why I've not needed the refeeds. If you are really, really lean, you're probably going to utilize the carbohydrates a lot better, so that's why I haven't been doing them often at all. But you know, that's fine by me. I'll do whatever I need to do. Food's always going to be there at the end of the day. And yeah, that's basically what I've done. Now I'm just, you know, it's the last push. I'm really happy with how things are going. Sorted my routine out finally. I am not a not a very good performer in terms of dancing and stuff like that. So I've had my mum help choreograph a routine, and I know you're not judged on it, but I want it to be good. I want people to see how much this means to me. So yeah, everything's ready for show day. I've registered, sent the music off, booked my tan, got my heels. Well, they're in the post at the minute. Yeah, no, everything's ready. I'm going to have my sister do my makeup, my mum do my hair. Yeah, no, I'm just really, really excited. I did actually yesterday, if anyone follows my gym account, I've not had many bad days on prep at all. Yeah, pretty much none. But yesterday it was horrendous. I mean, doing 10 minutes on the Stairmaster felt like half an hour. And I hate complaining, but I'm just trying to be honest. Like, it dragged and I felt so tired and weak. But powered through, got everything done, woke up this morning, and I don't feel amazing, but I feel so much better. Yeah, just keep pushing through, because them bad days, they're the ones that are going to make you look better, which isn't the best thing to hear, but it's what's needed. Yeah. So, one of the topics that I wanted to touch on was routine. Routine is paramount, in my opinion, to a successful prep. So every day doing the same thing, it's Groundhog Day, you're doing the same thing day in, day out, and I like that. I love routine. Like, it sets me up, and that for me is the most important thing, routine and mindset. Like, for example, every single day, if I'm able to, I will wake up at 25 past 6, then I'll be catching the bus at 10 to 7, get into the gym for 7:30, doing cardio until about 8:15, and then I'll be home by 9:15 and have my first meal at 9:30, then a couple hours later, have another meal, a couple hours later, have my pre-workout meal, go to the gym, come back, post-workout, eat. It's the same thing every day. And I there was a post by Jordan Peters, which was, it was class, it was amazing, and it was touching on sugar-free and like calorie-free things, and I am partial to a Monster or a Pepsi Max, and the reason that I can do that is because from day one of prep, I've been having a Monster, a diet drink, 10 grams of ketchup, and the same amount of seasoning. This is a variable that I can track, I can control. If I'm having, you know, one every day, I'm never changing it. So if you want these things to be able to utilize in prep, you're going to have to keep them in at the start or not have them. Because if, you know, coaches will make the small, well, as far as I'm aware, they will make the smallest change possible to get the best results. So you don't want to be slashing 500 calories every check-in. You want to be slashing the minimum amount to get the maximal results. And if your coach has, let's say you're 10 weeks into your diet and you're starting to get really hungry and you start adding in like ketchup, these sugar-free condiments, anything that's, you know, sugar-free, quote-unquote, that's like 5, 6, 7 calories, it will add up. So the main thing that I took from that is, yes, as far as I'm aware, you can use them. But if you are going to use them, they have to stay the exact same throughout. That means measuring with weighing scales and having the same thing. So that's one of the, you know, the big things that I wanted to touch on, because a lot of coaches reposted Jordan Peters' post, and it's class. It's class, you know. People don't think about it enough. So for me, that is one of the big things. You can utilise them, but they've got to be in there from the start. And then everything else around will work. But this is one of the things that I did, you know, this prep compared to last prep. Yes, I had a different coach. Yes, we had very harsh time constraints because I only had 8 weeks to strip off about 20 pounds. So cardio and calories had to go to them limits. It was high cardio, low calories. And for that reason, I felt disgusting every single day. and I lost a lot of muscle, and that's no one's fault at all. It's mine. I didn't realise how long it took to prep, so this one has been really slow. I mean, I remember at one point we didn't make any diet adjustments for I think 3 or 4 weeks because it just wasn't needed. The weight kept coming down, and how can we set ourselves up to have this? Prep's never going to be linear, but relatively linear progression. What I did was I was with my coach a good 5 months before we even started prep. He worked out kind of what my maintenance was. I addressed training intensity because one thing that really, really pisses me off is when I see people doing the whole, oh, I'm 2 weeks out, I'm going to squeeze and use lightweight. No, I might be stupid, but I was training legs the other day, 13 days out, hack squat. I've never touched 3 plates aside before. It was there, so I took it. I'm not about to pussy out and start doing 5 kilo shoulder press. No, I'm still going to try press the 20s with perfect form and give it my all. So training intensity we addressed. I was training really, really hard in my off season, and that's great because all the calories that we were putting in me were being utilized. Yes, of course I gained fat, but as long as you're essentially keeping the shape, you know, you've got a waist and you're not just a flat surfboard, you can push calories high. I think managed to get up to like just under 4,000 calories, like 475 grams of carbs. That's a lot for a 5'2" girl. But if you are training properly and getting food high, then your starting point of prep is going to be great. Because I was still eating a lot of food at the beginning of prep, and we've slowly brought that down. And that means that every time my metabolism adapts, then we can make the appropriate changes and, you know, increase cardio, reduce calories, whatever that needs be. But we haven't had to do that all at the beginning. We've kept everything in our arsenal, and a really good off season will set you up for a successful prep. And I think so far it's been pretty successful. Obviously still need to see how I do on stage, which is, I'm petrified, I'm so scared, because this time around I've not got expectations, but definitely of myself. I'm carrying a team name. I want to do my parents proud, because obviously they've supported me so much through this prep, and if I show up and don't place, then they might be like, well, we're not going to let her do this again. And I've got expectations of myself. I mean, I've competed twice, I've got a first and a second place. If I compete another 4 times this season and don't get anything, then I will be so angry at myself. But that's just who I am. Like, I have these goals and they scare me. And I think fear is needed. It is needed, but you need to set, not even realistic. I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. Sorry, prep brain. People have always asked me, oh, what happens when you're not motivated? I'm always motivated. If you have to ask someone, or if you're not motivated, then that's really going to distinguish the real bodybuilders from the ones who want to compete. A real bodybuilder is never asking themselves, oh, should I do this? Shouldn't I do it? How can I get motivation? They will never be asking them questions. They will be saying to someone instead, they will be like, oh, so what can I do to improve? Rather than saying, what can I do to motivate myself? They're the ones that are the real bodybuilders. I was getting off topic there. So this prep compared to last prep, obviously I had a really great off season. We pushed food high. But it's all very much mental. It is very much mental. So unfortunately you've either got it or you haven't. With a physique, you can change it. You can, you know, try and shape it as much as possible. But if mentally you're not there, then why the hell are you putting yourself in that situation? And it's okay to be like, you know what? Mentally, I'm not there at the minute. And if that means that you can focus, you know, mentally, you're in a better prime position to have a more successful off season, have an off season. If you're mentally there and you're itching to get on stage, prep. And if it's neither, then yes, I guess you could maintain for a while, but these real bodybuilders in my eyes will always either be so focused on growing or so focused on winning that you will know and you won't need motivation. So sorry about my little rant there, but it's the harsh reality. Like, I'm not gonna, if someone comes to me and says, oh, I'm feeling really bad, you know, what can I do? I'll just be like, yeah, you're feeling bad, so what? Keep going, you know? You've got to show people. No one cares on stage how many times you whinged, how many times, you know, you felt bad, or whether you even had a bad day. If you didn't have a bad day, no one cares. If you had 100 bad days, no one cares. All that matters is what you look like on the day against the people that show up. So I can't believe I've just whittled on for 17 minutes. Last thing that I want to maybe just touch on is supplements. So this week, last week, Insight Supplements, I bought a new pre-workout, Kodiak Attack. I had to plug that. It's sour raspberry. If you know, it tastes really, really good actually. But I haven't been using a pre-workout for a while. I've been using some non-stimulant formulas. But this one has 350 milligrams of caffeine, and normally I would be wired off that. And yes, I was wired, but it was more of like a clean focus. So that's been, you know, a big part of this week since I last sat down and had a chat with you. Orange mango grapefruit flavoured Recover EAAs from Anova Farm is amazing. Again, like I said with Monsters and Diet Coke and Pepsi Max, essentially amino acids are protein. So yes, they have calories. But I've been drinking my EAAs in every single session. Every single session. They've stayed consistent. So I don't need to worry about that. Like, I don't even class them as food. It's a staple. So what I've done with my supplements, I've actually, because we're 10 days out, I've taken out my Yohimbine. And I'm planning on taking out any zero calorie, you know, sweetener drinks on Saturday. Not because it'll really make a difference. It's just to cover myself. Like, instead of drinking a litre of these sugary sweetener drinks, I'll take them out and I'll just use water instead. Not because I have to, but because I want to just make sure that everything is all in order. I'm going to start utilising H2O Remove, which is a natural diuretic, as of 4 days out. So I believe that'll be on Tuesday. But yeah, other than that, I'm just going to keep checking in with the, you know, the coach, getting stuff done. There's only 10 days now. Yeah, can't wait. It's really come so quick. I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you very much for listening to me rattle on for the past almost 20 minutes now. If you're doing cardio and you're struggling, keep going. Your body can do so much more than you think. you're on the 20th minute, do another 10 minutes, do another 20 minutes, you can do it. It's just your brain's like, stop, stop, stop. But you can keep going. So if you're doing cardio right now, keep going. If you're meal prepping, just chilling out, remember the importance of rest as well, because I've seen a lot of cosmetic differences after them, that couple days of refeed, and higher carbs and less stress, weight, you know, I've hit a new low weighing. These things are important. You have to have a balance between everything. But yeah, just keep messaging me with, you know, any questions or suggestions. If you want to come on the podcast, let me know. I'd be more than happy to interview people. I'm planning on getting a good friend of mine, Nathan, on to talk about first time competitor stipulations, and he's got an interesting story actually, because his first show didn't place. He looked mint but didn't place. His most recent show, he came second, and they are very different shows. He did a completely different category, and he learned a lot through that process. So hopefully next Tuesday, maybe I might be able to get that up and see whether that helps people, especially those of you that haven't competed before. You might be able to empathize a little bit better. But yeah, thank you very much for listening, as always. It's been a pleasure. What have I got today? I'm going to go hit a push workout later on at Ultraflex York. Yeah, next time you hear from me, I'll most likely be only a few days out. So I'll either be buzzing or I'll be dead on the, you know, the energy front. But either way, I'm so happy to be doing this sport. I've got the opportunity to prep. Remember that this is our choice, so make the most of it. Have a really amazing day, and yeah, thank you so much. Bye.